I feel like Larry and Sergey are actually trying to do big things, big important things. They're trying to take their money, as is, by the way, you can make fun of it, Mark Zuckerberg, as is Bill Gates. They're trying to do something important with their money. You know what happens, and Jason Calacanis was talking about this. You make that much money, you start to feel guilty.
Yeah.
And you feel like, I got to do something because this is insane.
And Calacanis has never felt guilty.
I know. He's the wrong guy to state that. But
I was going to say, not everyone as well. Somehow I don't think that Larry Ellison sits there in the middle of the night
guilty.
I've got too much money.
He thinks
everyone else has got money. Why isn't it in my pocket?
You know, he needs to feel worse about it.
Steve Jobs was a lousy giver to charity.
He did not feel. Yes. In fact, he shut down all of Apple's charitable efforts.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Tim Cook took over that they reinstated all of that.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, I mean, there are great philanthropists. I mean, Bill Gates, I think Bill was kind of just got sick of being the most hated person in the computing industry and just decided, you know, I've got
this
money.
That's what Andrew Carnegie did. Carnegie made his money in steel and was, you know, a robber baron, let's face it. So, and I think what happens is you start to think about your death and go, you know, I can't leave this behind. So he said, I'll build some libraries.
Yeah.
We have a lovely Carnegie Free Library in Petaluma.
Oh, you've got one here.
It's beautiful. I'll take you over there after the show. Be fun. We'll have a little walk.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just found some of Facebook, particularly there's something about Mark Zuckerberg that, you know, he comes out with this pronouncement when his kid was born, when he sort of gave away his money into this limited company. He's doing the internet.org thing, and it's all just like, well, you know, we're just trying to make the world a better place.
This is my problem.
Wonderful, and it's just like...
This is my problem.
No, seriously, it's so self-serving.
It comes down to your personal opinion of Mark Zuckerberg. That's what it is that people don't trust Mark.
No, I trust people on their actions. You know, I mean, Gates is actually eradicating polio at the moment. Mark Zuckerberg is
Mark's young. When Bill Gates was Mark Zuckerberg's age, I promise you, he was not eradicating polio.
No.
He was amassing as big a fortune as he possibly could get.
Yeah. Yes.
So the fact that here's a guy in his early 30s who's already said, I'm going to give it all away. And I believe him. Just because he made an LLC out of it, I don't think I feel that's unfortunate.
I think those are two separate things. LLC, what he's giving away with his own money and what he's trying to do with internet.org, those are two absolutely separate issues. On the first one, he's making a choice how he's going to give away the money he's made, and I think one can't be judgmental about it. He didn't say anything, you know, about like the process he's going to use to give away the money. I believe he will give away the money. He will figure out the right way to give away the money. Though I continue, so I will defend him on that side, but I oppose the internet.org. You know, vehemently. Like there is no, like there is. I am not ambiguous about my dislike on the whole internet.org.
And it has nothing to do with animosity towards.
I love Mark Zuckerberg. I think I met him a long time ago in 2004, and from where he was to where he is today, if most of us improved as much as human beings, the world would be a way better place than it is today.
Mm.
He is a remarkable chief executive. He's probably one of the smartest internet thinkers right now. He has all those things, which is why I also have doubts about the internet.org, that it's not a well-planned long-term move on his part, right? So
he's very, very, very smart and strategic.
Very smart. I think he is one of the best tech CEOs. He's way better tech CEO than he has outsmarted Google in pretty much every sense of the word. He has, you know, they were late starters to the mobile, and they have become the biggest beneficiaries of the mobile revolution. They make more strategic moves right than they make the bad ones. And I think that is all because he is still, Mark Zuckerberg, an always improving person.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas everybody else is still like, you know, it's like, you know, everybody else is just trying to change the world without really knowing what it means.
Right.
But then, you know, that is one aspect of Mark Zuckerberg. I think the other one is this whole internet.org malarkey, in the words of Ian. And I don't buy that, like not even for 1 minute.
I also think Mark, when he gave, what was it, $100 million to the Newark schools in a very kind of famous failure, learned a lesson and said, well, wait a minute, all right. And Gates himself said that. He says, I'm not going to give away my fortune until I can do it right.
Yeah.
It's hard to do with, you know, you don't want to waste that money.
No, I mean, I agree with Owen. It does come across like there's been a bit of a Zuckerberg hate fest here. And the guy is phenomenally talented in a lot of areas. I just think.
So why
that
do we think people hate him so much? That's why do people not trust? Why do people hate him so much?
Why do people hate Facebook?
Why do people not trust him?
People hate Facebook, don't they? People use it and hate it at the same time. I find this very interesting. I'm not talking about regular people. Regular people are probably not that conscious of how they feel about Facebook. It's just a thing. Like, you know, you know, they don't think I have a feeling about AOL or Gmail or whatever. They just think. But those of us in the business really have a strong feelings.
I mean, I guess because Facebook is such a personal part of people's lives, it's so ingrained. They have your baby photo, you know, your photos of your kids. They know when you broke up with someone, when you start dating somebody. They have all of this stuff. So I guess it's just the personal aspect that people feel like, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is in their lives.
Yeah, and whether they like it or not, and maybe a little too much.
Perhaps.
I don't think, you know, I hate Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg at all. I just disagree with one or two specific things they keep doing. I think now I'm a civilian. So I'm just saying I like using the service and whatever. But I think as journalists, when I was a journalist, it was my job to report on
challenge it.
On privacy, on how they were using our data. That is the job of the media. I mean, you know, there's a reason why I don't get to talk to him. It's because I would ask these questions.
Right?
I mean, if you're a media reporter who's not asking any of the relevant, tough questions, you have access to all the CEOs.
Yeah.
That's how it works now.
Yeah.
This is very Hollywood. This is very much like Beltway. It's not, people don't want to talk about the stuff which actually is important.